Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
See, we got a guy who's got a little Super Bowl experience, and one of the good guys. I mean, he does a lot for the community. He's a smart guy. He's outspoken. He's committed. And his name is Chris Long of the Eagles. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. What up, Chris? How are you?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're fantastic, man. What are you doing in your offseason, Chris? I know you usually go do something amazing in your offseason. First of all, yeah. Wahoo-wah, by the way.
Yeah, Wahoo-wah, my guy. I heard you got the UVA scarf on today.
Yeah, so. No, I haven't. Samter just brought it in.
Yeah, you're repping.
I have to.
This offseason, unfortunately, I got kind of used to that play into February thing, so this is a little shock to the system, but I am going to head to Atlanta because I got to do some stuff down there, and I'll be there most of the week. After that, start training to climb Kilimanjaro again for Water Boys. We've been doing a Conquering Kili initiative where we take veterans of our armed forces and retired NFL players, and we take them up the mountain to raise money for clean water, and it's been a great success. This will be our fourth time up. So one of these days, Tiki, get you up the mountain.
Hey, just let me know, Chris, seriously. First of all, how hard is that to do? Because I've run some marathons and I've done some different types of endurance things, but climbing a mountain? I mean, come on.
I would say, you know, it's a 20,000-foot mountain, 19,341 feet, actually. So I'm rounding it up to make it sound tougher. But it is a, you know, week-long-plus hike up and down. So definitely a mental and physical endurance thing. And, you know, a lot of guys we bring, obviously, our vets are not this way, but a lot of our retired players never slept in a tent, right in the backyard. So, and they're like, we're going to East Africa, Tanzania, it's beautiful, which it is, and it's temperate, which it is at 8,000 feet when you get on the trail. But, you know, you get above 10, 12,000 feet, and then the trees disappear, and then you get to 15,000 feet, and you have a headache, and you're nauseous, and it's snowing. And then Summit Night is just brutal. Summit Night, I would put it this way, since you know what I mean, it's worse than the worst day of training camp.
Oh, wow. But yeah. I want to do it. I think I want to do it, Chris.
Yeah, so, I don't want to scare you away.
Yeah, so hit me up. Hit me up. I'll do that for you.
Awesome,
it's waterboys.org is the site. It's an unbelievable program that Chris has been involved with for a while now. But let's get back to the NFL real quickly, because I know you get asked this question many times on Radio Row or whatever it is you're doing down in Atlanta. The Carson Wentz drama, which is anonymous sources, it feels like it's nonsense. But explain to us why this is nonsense.
Yeah, well, the reason it's nonsense is because I don't really pay much attention to the type of people that do the anonymous source thing. So, one, I know the reality of, you know, our locker room and the strength of the guys we have in our locker room. You don't dig ourselves out of the hole we had this year that we created for ourselves without having a really strong locker room. So a lot of chemistry, a lot of great friends in that locker room, and Carson has been nothing but the consummate teammate and professional over the 2 years I've been there. And, you know, a guy who's had a lot thrown at him in the way of injuries, and obviously a lot of guys, after watching Nick go on that magical run last year, they might harbor some resentment. He's been 100% behind Nick, played hurt this year for a lot of the year, and obviously he couldn't finish. And, you know, at the end of the day, we know who our franchise quarterback is. We never thought going into this season that it was anybody's keys but Carson's. And, you know, it's really hard for a quarterback, as you know, and a team, for the franchise guy not to get the reps in camp, you know, to try to come in there week two or three coming off a really major injury like he had.
Yeah.
Really miraculous that he got back when he got back. And then on top of that, the back stuff. And I just think he needs to get 100% healthy, and he's gonna come back, and he's going to kick some ass next year.
See, Chris, when I hear this, it makes total sense. And before we read the story and the anonymous quotes, it never even entered my mind.
Me either.
I mean, Carson Wentz is a young, strong, talented kid who's got to get healthy. Nick Foles is a great teammate who steps up during big moments. That's well proven, well documented. The only thing that's odd, and this is what I keep going back to, Chris, while anonymous quotes are weak, I'm with you guys.
Yeah.
It's rare that something like that is born when there's no smoke. I mean, that's what doesn't make sense to me.
Well, I mean, if you're in Philly, the smoke is that people in general extrapolate, you know, what they would be thinking if they were in an NFL locker room, which they have no idea what it's like. But, you know, they see that everybody rallies around Nick when he comes in because that's what you do with a backup quarterback. And I don't want to call him a backup quarterback because I think he's a starter in this league. He just happens to be a backup on this team. But, you know, we have fun with him. We built, like, I built that little shrine to him. Like, we rally around Nick because, you know, it's kind of an imperfect situation. That's what you do.
Big Nick.
You know, when the chips are down, you rally around Nick. And, you know, there's a lot of people that in a restless period in the season might say, well, what's going on with the team? And by the way, we weren't healthy in general early in the season. And Carson wasn't working with a full slate of weapons, and our defense was a little bit beat up. So everybody extrapolates, and they create this tension that's not even there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, I guess, the smoke is just a perception, you know, on Twitter, which is not real life.
Yeah.
But sometimes it can be. I mean, you know, not everything we read on Twitter is wrong, Chris. I'm not saying,
No, you know what I'm saying. No. But you know, if you look hard enough for something on Twitter, you're going to find it. So
yeah,
if you enter the search box and you look for quarterback controversy in Philly,
yeah,
there's going to be some people out there tweeting about it.
Yeah. I hear you.
You know, and so to me, you know, on the team, and the funniest part is after that article comes out, you know, people are playing like True Detective to see, like, has this guy tweeted? Has this guy not tweeted? Could it be this guy? I'm not interested in knowing who it is. Yeah. I'm not going to pay it any more mind. And at the end of the day, if you were an anonymous source, would you not just fire off a tweet?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just, I'm just going to, yeah, I know I got to answer questions about it, which is unfortunate, but understandable. At the end of the day, I don't pay any attention to it because Carson is a consummate pro and a great teammate.
Gotcha. Chris Alone's with us here, of course, for the Eagles defensive end. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Chris, let's jump over to the things that are. I was going to use the word plaguing, and I was going to change my mind, but I actually am going to use the word plaguing. Plaguing the league and this lack of accountability by Roger Goodell to just admit a mistake. Now, I don't want you to opine on Roger. You're still playing, and you have issues. You would have issues if you were playing. But if this happened to your team, would you want to know that they messed up, or would you just want to move forward? Right? What from a player's perspective, a current player's perspective, how would you want this to be handled?
It's kind of unimaginable because it was at such a key moment in the game. And it was so egregious, but at the same time, you know, if you're a Rams fan, you can point to that face mask. I know that screenshot's being shared pretty widely.
Yep.
But there's no denying that this was not a subjective PI call. This was very objective. And, you know, the league in general has succeeded in part over the years, I think, because they've been adaptive. And, you know, back in the day when I was growing up and I was a football fan, you watch ball, and if there was a bad call, you just live with it.
Yeah.
And people were like, when the replay stuff started happening, everybody's like, well, where do we stop? And, you know, is this a good idea? And now nobody bats an eye. We look at replay 5-7 times a game, and I think it's a good thing. So I hope that they'll be adaptive. And in the meantime, yeah, if you look at, like, comments like Benjamin Watson's comments, you know, the commissioner has paid a lot of money, and he is somebody who's running the most popular league in America for a reason. So you have to come out and issue a statement. You have to talk about it. The only thing I can think of is he doesn't want to contradict, you know, their plan of action when it comes to fruition.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's good enough.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you. You can still find a middle ground that at least appease us now, or at least give us a little something without compromising the message that, or even, you know, diluted a bit down the road. It's just, it's a bad look, man. I think we all agree on that. Bad look.
Just say we blew it, and we're going to figure it out. We don't know what to do right now.
Yeah.
I agree.
Like, we're getting ready for the most important game of the year in Atlanta, you know, coming off the tail end of a government shutdown. Like, so, I mean, it's going to be chaos down there no matter what.
Yeah,
It's Patriots, it's Rams, it's L.A., it's Boston. We got a lot to worry about. Just say that.
Yeah, look, we got an ideal matchup: East Coast, West Coast, the hated team, and you got one that's up and coming.
Old, young,
exactly. It just kind of works. The other issue that came out of this championship weekend, Chris, is it both games went into overtime. Now, you guys, I think you lost two games in overtime. One of them was one possession. I can't remember. I didn't think that's how it was. But what do you think about overtime? Should it be changed so that both teams get a possession? Because you knew it, just like I knew it, just like everybody knew it. Whoever wins this coin toss in the New England-Kansas City Chiefs game is winning the football game. You knew that whoever got it was going to go score.
You had that feeling, didn't you?
And, yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, I can remember when they altered the rules. Didn't they alter them when I was pretty young in the league? It used to be, what was the rule? Did you play out the 15 minutes or tiki back when you played?
No, it was sudden death. It was whoever scored. So if you got the, if you won, it was even worse. It was worse, Chris, because you got the coin toss. You could just get down to the 45 or 40, kick a field goal if you had a great kicker.
Didn't know the rules?
Yeah, exactly.
So again, here's the league being adaptive.
Yeah.
And I remember one time in like 2012, I want to say, like we were in an overtime game with the Niners, and I never would have admitted it at the time, but they're lining up to kick the first field goal of the game, and I'm like, wait, is it over? You know, like I don't know. So it's changed before; it can change again. But I do think this. I think that if Kansas City won the toss and went down and scored, you wouldn't hear half as much as you hear about it right now because people are bored of seeing the Patriots in the game.
Yeah. I'm one of them.
Yeah. And BT's a Jets fan.
I can't. But even aside from that, I just want to see something new,
yeah,
Chris.
Yeah, I hear you. But it's kind of awesome to see excellence.
I don't know if you go college and then red zone becomes even more important.
Yeah.
You know, no, you can't go college.
Yeah, but then there's no kicker. Then you don't have to. Then you don't really need a kicker, right?
College, that you can't.
People are pretty over kickers these days. In Chicago, I know they are.
All right, you're big time now, Chris, because you have a promo code. Go long. This is with Freebird for Uber and Lyft rides. Tell us a little bit about this. I know it's part of the reason why you're going to be down in Atlanta for the Super Bowl, but give us some updates on what you have going on with this.
It's exciting for me because, you know, as a player, you partner with people all over the place. But Freebird is somebody whose mission I'm excited about. You know, it's a cashback rewards app for all Uber and Lyft rides. And, you know, I'm going to use it this weekend to stay worry-free and safe when I'm getting to the parties and whatnot. You know, people are going to drink. They're going to have a good time. That's what makes a weekend the weekend. And, you can download the app for free and enter the code. Go long. Make sure it's that promo code because that's going to help me out for $10 first towards your first ride. So, if it's less than a $10 ride, it's going to be free. And on Super Bowl Sunday, it's even better. It's $10 towards your ride to a Super Bowl party and back. So it doubles. So you get $10 on your ride there and back. Sorry, my son is all over the place right now.
How old is he, Chris?
So he's almost three.
That's a great age.
Great. That's
so
awesome.
Nice.
So bottom line is, you know, in 2019, like, there's no excuse, no excuse to be getting behind the wheel, after a few drinks. And there's so many ways you can get around that. And this is one great way. So check it out. Put in the promo code, go long, and download the app.
Freebird. That's the Freebird app. Check it out. And also check out Water Boys. I'm going to be hiking Kilimanjaro with Chris in a couple of years.
Wouldn't surprise me if you do it.
Yeah, he would kill it. He'd be awesome.
Nice. Be good, Chris. Thanks for hopping on, man.
Thanks, Chris.
Hey, thank you all very much.
All right, man. Chris Long, of course, of the Eagles. Tiki's Virginia brethren.
Good guy. Great guy.
Great guy. He does so much. He's an interesting cat, no doubt. Are you going to really hike that mountain?
I probably will.
Wow. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.